So this is the round room of the Martello Tower that Joy spent some time in September 1904. And you can see the hearth there. You can see these windows here. Look at these windows. It emits a surprising amount of light, but it's a very bright day. So the garrison would be anything between 4 and 19 soldiers. And there is 24 of them built around Dublin Bay. The Defence Act of 1804 authorised that. Obviously, it's just after he joined the United Kingdom. But Joyce was frightened by Shenowick Trench going crazy in the middle of the night and firing his revolver, and he left after 6 days. But this is what Joyce has to say about it in Ulysses. In the gloomy domed living room of the tower, Buck Mulligan's gowned form moved briskly about the hearth, to and fro, hiding and revealing its yellow glow. Two shafts of soft daylight fell across the flagged floor from the high barbicans, and at the meeting of their rays, a cloud of coal smoke and fumes of fried grease floated, turning. "We'll be choked," Buck Mulligan saying. "Haynes, open that door, will you?" Notably, he doesn't use any quotation marks and so on. Okay, so to think, my eyes are resting on what his eyes rested on. And you can see the soft shafts of light coming in from the barbicans, as he calls them. I don't know if any of the furniture is original. There we go. And this glass door to another window, another doorway. Oh, I think that's the real doorway, 10 feet above that. We do metric now in the Republic of Ireland, very sensibly switched to that. 20 years ago, the United Kingdom ought to follow suit. And we see the recollections of Oliver St. John Gogarty from his isn't it this time of year at all, in 1954, after Joyce's death. The rent for the tower at Sandy Cove was only £8 all-inclusive per year, payable at Dublin Castle. I did the furnishing from unmissed things from 5 Rutland Square. Anyway, Trench has eaten an Oxford accent. Well, and then his grandnephew became headmaster of Eton. I didn't realise that. Wear another green, okay. So that's it, the result of patriotism, as in separatism. So I shall switch it off now.